Hey.
Yo.
What have you done recently to overcome one of your fears?
I got out of bed. Start there.
I'm just thinking about, man, fuck the earth, but I made it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Okay, not, that's fair.
You know what bothers, dude? Not that it's a you know what, but you know those people that are like, I woke up today. That's a good start. Like, I'm too blessed to be stressed. Because I got out of bed, I woke up, and I'm alive today. That's a way to get... I can't stand those people, dude.
Really?
Shut the fuck up.
What?
Because that's not an accomplishment of your own.
It kind of is.
Not... I mean, well, yeah, you didn't waking, off yourself.
Okay, you're waking up. Okay, yeah, you woke up. Okay.
But the people who act like that's like that's a backpack of blessings. I mean, it is, but the people that vocalize it.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck... We all woke up today. That's why you're talking to us. You know what I mean?
I wish you'd go back to sleep.
Yeah, dude, you got me started early, dude. You got me started early.
First and foremost, fuck off.
Now I'm all wound up!
Nuisance podcast.
Oh, shit! Okay, bitches, you guys are gonna be mind blown.
Oh, we're going to town.
Pound town!
We're going to pound town.
Yeah!
They're podcasting.
We're podcasting right now.
Social nuisance.
Social nuisance podcast. How you guys doing?
Welcome to Pound Town. Yeah, awesome.
Social
nuisance! Oh, yeah, what the fuck is up?
Yeah, social nuisance podcast.
Pound Town!
Oh, yeah. Hello, and welcome to the Social Nuisance Podcast, your weekly discussion of all things current requiring further insight, opinions, questions, and otherwise kick-in-your-face perspectives
Kerplunk.
Towards the betterment of humanity. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to help Pound Town grow, and get in on the conversations by liking our Facebook page and following us on Instagram at Social Nuisance Podcast. And if you really support all that we do, become a short sponsor and we'll advertise or shout out whatever you want just by dropping a dollar in that Venmo at Social Nuisance. My name's Imagine, and joining me as always, the only man who's willing to conquer his fears one bed awakening at a time.
One breakfast at a time?
One breakfast at a time. Motion.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How you doing, man?
Doing well, brother. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I did one thing to recently overcome some fears.
What'd you do?
I went to a local circus.
Oh, you have fears of the circus?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
It was a good segue, though.
Oh, yeah, it was. And, dude, all right, because I got to go with you.
Yeah, it was great. So, I've always wanted to go one of those, like, local circuses.
Huh?
The only circus that I ever went to growing up was Barnum and Bailey.
Yeah.
So, the world famous greatest show on earth.
Yeah.
Shit was, like, in the Inglewood Forum.
Yeah, it was, like, an arena.
In an arena.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you had to fit the fucking elephant.
Yeah.
So, when you go to, like, these neighborhood circuses, the traveling circuses.
The ones that set up in the Stater Brothers parking lot?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I started that to be funny, and I was just like, oh, no, that's where we met.
Yeah, that's exactly where we went, yeah. And it was cool. You know, it was $40.
Yeah.
I was kind of like, $40 for a neighborhood circus.
Before I text you, I just saw the circus.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, dude, I would love to join you guys. Like, if you guys want to go,
yeah,
I would love to do it with you. And then we saw the price, and then I walked away from there. I was like, damn, maybe I should text him like that we can't afford it.
Yeah.
Hey, you know
this is $40. They're charging Barnum and Bailey prices, bro.
Exactly.
But
dude,
there's no elephants.
There's no elephants.
There's no tigers.
Not a tiger. Not a bear. Not a witch. Oh, my.
But you know what? I fucking loved it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a really badass circus.
Yeah.
I loved it too. There were no animals.
No.
There were no...
I thought about that before I invited... Like, before I talked... I was like, I don't know that they would appreciate...
Yeah.
Like, that... Well, and I don't know that anyone does anymore.
Yeah.
I have fond memories of the same show that you're talking about, Barnum and Bailey.
Yeah,
I really do.
As do I.
Growing up. And then at one point, they were at the Toyota Arena in Ontario. And I took Vinny. He must have been 5 or 6. And I remember one of the Tigers was kind of just like, nah, I've been watching the news. Like, he got
you.
Really, they canceled the Tiger show kind of quick. Like,
yeah.
The guy came out, he was whipping him, yeah, yeah, you know? And then one was just kind of like, nah, fuck you, dude. I got World Star on my Android. And he just wasn't doing what, like, the rest of them were.
Yeah.
And then he kind of, like, roared a little too hard. And then the guy was like, let's put you back in the cage. And then when he got him back in the cage,
all right.
Excuse me, sperm. So then when he got him back in the cage, the other ones kind of were like, oh, that's our way out? We don't have to do this dumb little fucking dance if we just roar at you. So then they all kind of got, and I actually, it got super uncomfortable. Like, I grabbed Vinny. He was like not too old to be on your lap, but like, he had his own seat. He had his own shit. He was all set up. And then I started to go down, and I kind of like picked him up, put him on my lap. in preparation to like hide him from, to shield him from the show.
Yeah.
But
just in case things went like totally sideways.
Because it really felt like that, dude.
Yeah.
It really, and, but I think they just saw like, oh, we don't got to do this dumb dance if we just act like, but so I was, what was I talking about? Just the Tiger, just that they're not around anymore. That part of the show is gone now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah, you weren't sure if there were going to be anything in there. But I already researched it. So I'm like, I saw it setting up. It's like maybe like a walk from our house. And I saw them setting up as I was coming home. And I was like, hey, a fucking circus. I'm down. So I looked them up. There was no animals. It was just a bunch of acrobats. Well,
and I knew there weren't animals for this one. Because over the past couple of years, me and Ab been taking the boys to this one.
Okay.
But somewhere else, like another parking lot.
Okay, cool, cool.
But yeah, so I knew already that there wasn't going to be animals at this one.
Sweet. So I looked them up and I thought, okay, this looks pretty awesome. So we decided to go. I mean, it's a fucking circus. It's local and small and should be pretty quaint. And it was fucking cool, man.
It was dope.
The clown was hilarious.
They cared.
The skits were funny. Yeah, you could tell they actually genuinely tried to put on a good
great show. They knew their prices were a little high. A little high, probably. But I feel like, you know, I almost think, like, so in the comedy world, you got like free comedy nights.
Yeah.
Worst crowds.
Yeah. Ungrateful motherfuckers.
Right? Worst crowds because they got in there for free.
That's true.
Now you want to go see like Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, or somebody, that's going to be a $40 ticket. But you know what that does? That also brings in a better crowd. You know what I mean? Like people that are going to pay $40. So like, I think in their head, they know like, hey, dude, we got high ticket price. We are really putting on a show. But you, I mean, just in general, you can tell the costumes were all decked out. There was nothing cheap. Everybody was high level. Every talent.
Yeah.
The clown fucking played 7 instruments.
Yeah. That was pretty
like,
good.
Really good.
The only thing cheap was the churros and not price wise.
Oh.
They were not fantastic.
Were they not good?
No, they were
the
not
popcorn
good.
Was kind of like, it was like popcorn left over from the show before.
It was like popcorn that they find like the tin cans from Christmas.
Maybe just
like
all the food.
3 Christmases ago. Yeah.
That's you know what it was? It was because it was so, if people haven't caught on yet, it was a Mexican circus.
Yeah.
And then they were trying to serve American snacks. Oh, well, I guess the churro's not an American snack. Speaking of snacks, do you remember those bitches? The bitches are... So the way it was set up, we kind of... It's like in the round. So it's a round stage.
Yep.
And we kind of happened to just go in on the tail end. And then we wanted to be together and away from everybody. So we picked this like kind of back corner spot, which ended up being the fucking seats, bro. They were the seats to see the seats.
Yeah, Daisy and I kept checking out the butts of the dancers.
Oh my, Daisy goes, Dad, look at all these butts. I'm like, do you know you said it 4 times? He's like, I don't know. I think he meant to say, like, look at these butts, but then he was looking at him, he was like, butts. Jeez, I don't remember the circus being so sexual, do you?
No, not at all.
I wonder if we look back as adults.
But
if
it's a Mexican circus, though. And I feel like everything is hyper-sexualized.
You're right.
In Mexican
it's the Spanish in it.
Yeah,
right?
But hey, if you got it.
They got it. Even the fucking dude was handsome. But I know that wasn't his real package.
That probably
it wasn't moving naturally. It was like something was definitely stuffed there.
You're familiar with how that goes?
Yeah. No, well, I mean, it's been, 6 weeks for me? But, and then the other thing is that it's like, it's a family. So you can almost identify which members were like into the family. And then where the core family was. Did you notice that, you know?
Yeah, you could tell like which ones were like really closely knit and which ones were just paid.
And if we're going to talk about a specific act, dude.
Yeah.
Shout out to those 3 kids
on
the motorcycles and the orb.
Yeah.
The fact that one was going horizontal while the other one was going, and they were teenagers.
Yeah.
That was fucking, I was like, okay, you did it once. Knock it off.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, before something goes bad.
Before something goes horribly bad.
You proved your point. You know, like, but it was a great show. Great show,
man. It was a fantastic show. My son was just glued to it. At first, he was kind of like, okay, like unfamiliar territory. Yeah. He wasn't sure what was going on. Halfway through the show, he was out of his seat. He was looking at all the lights.
Yeah.
He was just taking it all in, having a grand old time.
I was watching him.
You bought him a sword.
That
was cool. He fucking loves that thing.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
I tried to get him the littler one, too, for his hands, but they didn't have those out front. She was like, you got to get the vendor. I'm like, he's on the other side of the circus, bitch. What do you want me to do? You know what I mean?
I'm not like, going to. Fuck it, just give me the big one.
Yeah. So, and then I saw him appreciate the silliness of the clown, too.
Yeah.
He kind of like was just like, because the show was the show. He was pretty rigid. He's like absorbing it all.
Yeah.
But then the clown kind of got a little goofy and he kind of like would chuck like, he's being silly. You know, like that was cool.
Yeah.
So, and the whole reason we wanted to go was that our kids are grown, you know. Desi still enjoys stuff, but Desi is a crowd pleaser. So like he's playing into shit. So he knows that when I'm happy to see him be happy, he's way happier than he really is. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I really wanted to experience the circus with my eyes on Milo.
Yeah.
And I had one more thing to say about that, but
no, this is the child wonderment.
Yeah.
Just watching his general wonder. Like he's never been to the circus before. He has no idea what the hell's going on. but he's with it. He's soaking it all in, and he's really enjoying it. And it was awesome to see. It's awesome to see the world as a new experience in that way in his eyes. It's awesome.
And I mean, cherry on the cake, right? Do cherries go on cakes?
Yeah.
Yeah. We haven't done the show from the strip club in almost 2 years because of COVID, right? This is the closest thing we've been to at a strip club in fucking forever. And they had it.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good show. It was a lot of fun.
The worst was an 8.5.
You're right.
Well, we're talking about 8.5s.
Yeah.
Not that she's an 8.5. I had an old friend reach out to me. Just like in kind of like parted ways, not like bad terms or anything.
Sure.
But it just like something kind of happened, and then we just split ways.
Okay. Yeah, things just evolve.
And it was so refreshing to hear back from this person, and just like we kind of just checked in on each other for like probably honestly, dog, like 9 years, 8 years.
Really?
Yeah. And it was just
kind of was it like any awkward
getting back into it kind of
thing?
And you know what, dude? I feel like I make being my friend awkward enough as it is throughout the time that you are.
Yeah.
That whenever someone parts ways and then they come back to say, I just make it like, hey, you know what? They obviously forgot who the fuck I am.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to remind them.
Yeah.
You know, like, so I just feel like enough time has passed that you actually miss me because you don't remember exactly what it's like to be around me. So I'm not going to remind
enough
you.
Enough time has passed and you forgot how much of a silly goose I can be.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Some people are not ready for that.
So I just was kind of like, I had a couple different relationships over the past, I don't know, 2 years. I think the pandemic really put a lot of stuff into perspective for some people.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And so I've had different people kind of reach out. So the thing about being my friend is it's
hard.
It's a heavy load. But, you know, I'm loyal.
True.
So when you decide to release yourself of that load, once you kind of forget the weight of that load, you remember like, oh, well, he really didn't do anything wrong to me.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I don't know if that put a lot of my old friendships over the past couple years, like people started thinking, I had a lot of people from like the way back kind of just reach out to me over the past year or two.
Interesting.
And just like try to like be, which I always welcome it. I was, unless you did do something fucked up, then like I'm not going to talk to you.
Right.
But do you have any thoughts or ideas or perspectives on those types of feelings? Have you ever had to do that? Have you ever reached out to someone?
I try. Here's the thing. So growing up, I felt like I was a pretty cool guy and relatable and friendly, and I had friends.
Yeah.
At some point in high school, I became a little shit, and I just was an asshole. And I think I just wasn't aware of my assholeness. But I guess I rubbed people the wrong way.
Uh-huh.
So throughout high school, my early college years, for whatever reason, I just pissed people off.
Yeah.
I wish they could tell me exactly what I did so I can apologize for it and take ownership of it. But I've been disowned, which is kind of funny because how I know I've been disowned is that my other good friend, my best friend, Kirk, and
hashtag fuck me, right?
Yeah. My cousin, Freddie, they're still friends with the friends that disowned me.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of like, wow, like they genuinely choose not to interact with me like at all. And then here and there throughout the years, like a Facebook comment and just like a post or some shit like, hey, what's up or whatever. Nothing.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of like, wow, I wonder what I really genuinely did to piss people off. Because I'm genuinely sorry.
Yeah.
I think I've grown from wherever that asshole was. Yeah.
Because you might not be sorry. You might have been like, no, Susie, you fucking were a snatch that day. Sorry, nobody told you because you're hot. I don't give a fuck about that, so I told you.
That's also possibly true. I've also learned that I'm very direct. At least I am now. And it's a tough pill to swallow for some people.
Yeah.
People just can't handle. Here's the thing. Other thing, too. I've seen posts where they're kind of like, oh, yeah, I'm a bitch, but I'm not going to apologize because you can't handle the truth.
Yeah, that's whack.
And it's like, okay, well, maybe true that you are speaking truth, but maybe you just really lacked tact.
Tact. Exactly.
T-A-C-T. If you're not familiar with the term,
Google it.
Google that shit.
Give it a goog.
Because it's supremely important of a character trait. And I feel like I definitely lack
tact back then.
I know, even now.
Oh, really?
Even now.
Think so?
I just don't have any fucking patience for it. Hey, you're an idiot.
You know what's so funny?
Sorry, not
as
sorry.
As I think back to moments in our relationship, not about between you and I.
Sure.
But moments in which I felt like maybe I was sticking up for you. Because I feel like I'm the opposite. I know exactly when I'm being an asshole.
Okay.
I feel like that.
Okay.
Now, someone could totally be like, you didn't know you were being an asshole last week. And I'd be like, I didn't even have it turned up, bro.
You know I wasn't even trying.
So I'm not saying that I know. I feel like I know. But I can think of different points in our relationship, not most recently, but one of the big ones is my wedding, where you're forward in directness, where it's just like, you're like, where I'm kind of like, I don't know, I think this has a little bit more shades of gray. Mm-hmm. But if it affects me, you're like, I got this. And you like move me out the way and step up and you be forward and direct and handle the situation for me. Whereas in other times where I'm like, no, dude, let me step in front of this one.
Yeah.
Where we've just kind of looked in our two different ways where we've looked out for each other.
Oh, yeah.
But there are times where I'm like, I can't be forward about, like, I don't know why. I don't know what stopped. At some point, I'm just like, the right thing to do is be forward. And I think as long, I think both of us, as long as we believe we're doing the right thing,
yeah,
we don't have a problem doing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so yeah,
I, without hesitation, I always feel like I want to do the right thing.
So sometimes, even though I feel like like when you took care of everything at my wedding, I was like, damn, dude, like I should go over there and it should be like this. And you're like, that's how I feel. If that's how you feel and you don't want to do it, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, go get him, bro. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Yeah. And I think that integrity piece I've always had, I think. But again, I need that feedback. I need my former friends to hit me up and be like, yeah, you were kind of an asshole. I actually went through that with Kirk a number of years ago where he stopped talking to me. And I was like, hey, man, like, I miss my best friend. Like, what did I do? And he gave me like, oh, yeah, you were actually out of pocket when you did this. And it was just really not cool. And it pushed me away. And I was like, okay, well, I take ownership of that. And I apologize for it. And we moved on. And now we're great friends again. And now everything's all fucking peachy keen.
You know what? Actually, the way you said that right now reminds me too. So one, I recently reached out to like one of my best friends of like forever that him and I didn't talk for like 5 years because of some bullshit.
Sure.
Or maybe not bullshit. We both were pretty intense about the feelings. But he did what I said I would do.
Yeah.
Like that, if you just reach out to me, it's going to be like no moons passed. I'm not going to fucking bring it up. Yeah. I don't really. If I miss you. Now, if I don't miss you or you did do something fucked up. How about if I miss you, you did do something fucked up. I'll remind you. Hopefully we can clear there.
Yeah.
Or I'll even give you the out. It's water under the bridge. But I had to say, this is what happened.
Yeah.
You don't got to apologize. Like that. Now, here's the other thing. My other friend, Rick, means so much to me.
Yeah, Ricky.
Ricky. That I offended one of his friends.
Yeah.
And it's affected our relationship.
Right.
So I told him the other day, like, hey, dude, call your homeboy up. I'll apologize to him. Mm. Like, I don't give a fuck. It doesn't matter. Like, I'm not going to be insincere.
Yeah.
If he needs a sincere apology, I'll give it to him. Yeah. I don't think he's right. And as long as he doesn't like try to rub it in,
yeah,
I'll be clear about the apology. Now, if he tries to fucking take it to another level, then I'm going to tell him, no, what you've like, him
okay,
and
no,
I have a legit, yeah, we have a legit beef.
Yeah.
But it's affecting mine and Ricky's relationship now. So I'm calling to apologize to you to drop everything.
Yeah.
If you're going to be a man about it, it could be done right now. And the three of us go back hanging out.
Sure.
But if he's like, yeah, I knew you would, then I'm like, and Ricky knows me well enough to just be like, all right, now you can hit him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so I had both things happen in the past couple weeks where someone reached out to me and I reached out to someone before the other person reached out. And I wasn't even thinking about the beef of the person who reached out. It wasn't even a beef. Like, honestly, it was like, I don't know. I think they're being affected in their own way.
Yeah.
And it's something that they have been thinking about and they just kind of wanted to clear the air.
Yeah.
And I just told them I love them. Like, I love them. There's so many people on this planet that I love. That I don't have to talk to every day. That I love you. So if you're not feeling well and you need an I love you, hit me up.
Yeah.
If you want to bring up something I said on the podcast, don't hit me up. Hit up Imagine for that.
Send the email.
But if you need an I love you, I got you.
Yeah, it's really important to, I think, attempt to repair and retain friendships.
See, I don't do that.
Well, here's my...
And
my...
I'm not disagreeing. I think you're right. I just don't do that.
I'm trying to think
it's
of
character
flaw. I'm trying to think if I should. That's the other thing too. When is the time to appropriately let go?
How about
I
can think of two occasions where I could have tanked us and you just gave it a day or two and you're like, look, dude, you like we're not giving up our friendship.
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay. It's like you pulled your pocket out and I held it. And then we just walked right back to happiness.
Yeah. And I think here's the thing though, is when I do that, it's a legitimate, sincere, hey, here's our bridge forward.
Yes.
If you choose to come along with me to travel it, we'll go with it together.
And how about this? Were you considering how hard-headed and stupid I could be? Where you're just like, dude, if I don't build this bridge, it's not going to get built.
No, not,
okay.
not specifically
that's just
with
in your,
you.
That's just your personality.
I do that with everybody.
Okay, cool.
So here's the example I want to get to. My other cousin, who shall remain nameless, because I'm not going to do him like that. But if you know, You know.
All right.
I have a cousin who slept with my ex-girlfriend.
Okay.
And
well, you just narrowed it down. Unless you have more than one of those.
Well, like I said, so I
not important. Keep going. Sorry.
I have a lot of cousins. So if you know which one, you know which one. But point being, he did this horrible thing.
Yeah.
Not cool.
And it is super horrible.
It was super horrible. It was not cool. If they wanted to like split hairs as far as like, oh, you guys were
doesn't
taking
matter.
A break.
Nope.
Doesn't matter.
Nope.
Doesn't matter
nope,
at all.
Irrelevant.
Yeah.
Untouchable.
Considering how invested that relationship. It wasn't like, we were dating for 2 months.
Doesn't matter.
It kind of does.
I feel like it does. You said we weren't splitting hairs.
2 months. Okay. But this was like years and years and years. Okay. Like we were in a serious relationship.
There's a difference there.
Yeah. So point being, he did what he did. Takes two to tango, so I also blame her. But
yeah, of course.
Point is, the deed was done. I was super upset. But we're family.
Yeah.
And I confronted him about it maybe like, you know, a year later. And I was still like upset. And I was like, look.
And you guys hadn't talked through that year.
Yeah.
You sound like you were being fake. Like you didn't know.
Yeah. No, I dropped him. I dropped him like a fucking bad habit. I was like, fuck you.
Yeah. I wish I could say that, but my bad habits roll on for a decade. Sorry.
I like keeping them around.
Yeah.
So I reached out to him. We were at a family event and we just both happened to be there and everyone knew like we weren't talking
there was
tension. Oh shit, they're both here.
Yeah.
And we just happened to be in the kitchen together and I was like, hey man, so let's just cut the shit.
Yeah.
You did what you did. Yeah. I know what you did. You still don't admit you did what you did, but I know that you did what you did and everyone knows what you did
Yeah.
And I want to tell you that I'll be the bigger man and say I'll kick off the conversation so that way we can work past it. Towards it, discuss it. You can apologize for it because you have to apologize.
Yeah.
You have to admit you fucked up because you fucked up. There's no like, oh, well, semantics.
Yeah.
No, you fucked up.
Yeah.
And to this day, he still won't admit
really?
That he fucked up.
Really?
And he still won't apologize.
You gave him out.
Yeah, I gave him out.
Dude, all right. So
multiple times. So then flash forward.
Oh, I'm getting my blood's boiling. Even, you see me getting sweaty?
Even more years go by.
Uh-huh.
And after that conversation, I was like, well, I tried.
I tried.
Fuck him.
Ran off, yeah.
And ever since then, I never talked to him again.
Dude.
Flash forward to another family event.
Okay.
Years past now.
Okay.
I'm married.
Uh-huh.
At the time, Daisy was pregnant.
Oh, so you're feeling.
So I'm like, I'm good,
yeah.
bro.
Yeah.
I'm fucking solid. My life is fucking 100 million percent good.
Yeah.
And I see him there. And out of civility.
Uh-huh.
Hey, how's it going? Shake your hand. Good to see everybody. Blah, blah, blah. And he tried to do small talk, and I was like, nah.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
No, I'm straight, man. You know.
You see my life? No room for small talk.
Yeah.
You see my wife?
Yeah.
I got a baby coming?
There's a conversation.
Yeah.
The door is there.
Yeah.
If fucking we're 80 years old, and he's on his deathbed, and he wants to apologize, I will gladly take that apology.
Oh, dude, this is where my 80-year-old ass jumps in the room and pulls a plug before he gets it out? Nope. bro, you're going to bed with peace.
It may be, I don't know, I want people to. I believe in redemption.
Yeah,
I truly, honestly believe in redemption. If they want,
I also believe in too little, too late. And 80 on your deathbed is too little, too late. So I had two thoughts as you were talking.
Go ahead.
One is I want to create a character named Bobby Soprano.
Fuck that.
Because that's when the Bobby. No, wait.
Okay, cool.
Bobby Soprano would take care of your cousin for you.
Okay, got you.
All right. So here's the thing. And I don't know. Well, so I have a history of violence, I guess. That's I like saying
that. It's a good movie.
It's just a great movie.
Yeah, continue.
Phenomenal. Anyway, so Viggo Mortensen.
Yeah.
He went from being the wheelchair guy in Carlito's Way.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. And he's like, you never seen Carlito's Way?
No.
Can we have a movie night?
I hear it's better than Scarface. That's always
the comparison. It's by far better. It's because it's way more relatable. It's a guy who goes, look, dude.
We'll come back to it.
I'm trying to be focused. All right.
We jumped three different conversations right there.
History of violence. When I do what you did, when I'm like willing to extend this, like, hey, dude,
this is olive branch.
Yes. I'm doing it and I will do it in a way more, I will do it less recklessly than you.
Mm.
But I do it in a way that's like, this is going to come with a punishment if you don't take it.
Mm.
Okay. So then I had this other thought in my head. When a girl licks her lips or bites her lips, it's on.
That's
to me,
true.
That is a consent. If we're like, if a girl tried to say tomorrow, like, Your Honor, I didn't give him consent. And I go, Your Honor, she bit her bottom lip. He goes, yeah, you did. If you're looking at a man and you bite your lip, you're fucking.
Okay.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
If I extend that olive branch.
Okay.
and I lick my teeth, I'm gonna hit you next. If I'm like, hey, dude, you know what? Everybody, like you said, you did what you did. I know what you did. Everybody here knows what you did. I'm gonna be cool if you'll be cool. And he goes, I didn't do anything. I'll start. If I lick my teeth, that's like flexing. Like, you ever see those guys that like?
Oh, that's me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get my knuckles loose.
Oh no, I lick my teeth.
Yeah, I get my knuckles mm-hmm. loose like a little.
I lick my teeth.
Prepare for impact.
I'm like Martin's wife. What was her name?
Oh, Gina.
Gina! Yeah. Gina used to lick. Mm-mm. When she started licking her teeth, and Martin knew he was in trouble. That's me, dude.
That's funny.
Yeah. If I lick my teeth, that's Bobby Soprano mode.
So you said you had two thoughts. That was the first thought. Or was that both of them?
Bobby Soprano was the one. Okay. I'm going to make a Bobby Soprano character.
Got it.
Because I feel like, did you ever watch Sopranos?
No.
It's so good.
I hear good things, but.
It's so. You know why it's great? It's the first time in television history that you rooted for the bad guy.
That's what I keep hearing.
Then a lot of shit kept Breaking Bad. Technically, the guy's a terrible guy, right? Yeah. He's a drug dealer.
Yeah.
You root for him. Sons of Anarchy, terrible guy. You root for. But Sopranos was the first time that you rooted for the bad guy.
Yeah.
And it was James Gandolfini, man.
I was kind of rooting for Darth Vader, but continue.
What do you mean? But you knew how that was going to end.
Maybe. Okay, what was the second thing?
The second thing was the licking the lips to licking the teeth.
Oh, gotcha.
The difference in that 1 centimeter of licking your lip is sexual tension. Licking your teeth, I'm going to fuck you up.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, I moved on. So I try to reach out to friends and I try to maintain those relationships. And I find value in my friendships.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy having friends. I enjoy having good friends.
So you and I are kind of, well, you're still, you were close with family. But I remember in our conversations throughout the past is that we were really close with the people we picked, like that we grew up with.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't feel.
I picked my family.
That's what I was getting at. Yeah. So I didn't, like, family is like, friends are the family you got to pick.
Yep.
And I felt like that growing up.
Yep.
So when one of my friends betrays me.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm a pretty clear person.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think anybody goes, I don't know how Bobby would feel about this.
Yeah.
Like, anytime someone's, acting in some wrong way, they go, hey, dude, if Bobby found out about this, he'd probably be heated.
Yeah.
So, when people do something, I also think sometimes that I make a bigger deal than what should be made.
Yeah.
So, they might be like, yeah, this is not cool, but it's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
And then, to me, it's just like, the fact that you're willing to do not cool shit on little deals means you'll entertain not cool shit on bigger deals, even though that's not true.
I mean,
it could be
snowball.
Yeah, it's the logic's there, but that's not entirely true. It's like I might steal a roll of toilet paper. I'm not gonna steal $1 million.
Hey, just to people in 2020,
right?
Toilet paper was $1 million.
Oh, there's gonna be a callback to this later in the you know what.
Got it.
Anyways, so I just feel that way about those things.
So like, are you looking forward to kind of rekindling old friendships?
So I was actually just thinking that, like in this world. Well, I'm really like okay, so. The person who reached out to me yesterday, I didn't know it was as severe as a break as it was, at least to them. Right. Otherwise, I would have reached. I still care about that person. I love that person.
Sure.
I would have reached out and been like, hey, I know you're not feeling well.
Yeah.
In fact, to anybody listening to this that may not be feeling well, like.
Hit us up.
Yeah. But.
We'll gladly take. You know, I'm not going to take you out for a beer. We'll go out for a beer.
Yeah.
I'm not going to buy you a beer.
I'll buy you a beer.
I'll do that. Okay. Yeah.
A beer.
We'll buy you a beer if you hit us up. You want to go? You don't feel good?
And if you feel like taking care of people who don't feel good, drop a nickel in our bucket.
Yeah. Drop a dollar in that Venmo.
We'll short sponsor.
Yeah, yeah.
The opposite of an AA sponsor.
Yeah. Help us buy beer for people.
But what I was going to say was I'm inspired to reach out, but I did that. I did that to like somebody who means the world to me. And I'm so happy that, you know, me and that friend reconnect. I actually text you the next day. I was like, me and so-and-so reconnected. And you were just like, yeah, I kind of barely know him.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yeah, you guys were kind of like, he was exiting when you were entering. You guys kind of crossed paths. But I was genuinely excited. And then I'm like, who do I talk to? I'm like, it's you. You're my guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Right on. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I recently put out an Instagram post just generally saying, hey, if we're friends and we haven't hung out.
I saw that.
Let's fucking grab some lunch.
Yeah.
I had 4 people hit me up.
Yeah.
And you know what? Initially, I was kind of like, I thought I would have hit more people hit me up. I thought.
But you put in your stories, right?
Yeah.
So you got to read the stories, bro.
Oh, no. I read it. That's how I saw the 4 people.
Yeah. No, but I mean, what I'm saying is for them, because it's not just a direct feed post. It's somebody has to read your story.
No, I saw who saw it.
Yeah, yeah.
People saw
it. Oh, you saw a lot of people seeing it.
Everyone saw it. I get you. So I was like, hey, you know, here it is. And you know, I have like 700 or so followers, whatever the fuck. And, you know, I say about maybe 200 of them,
yeah,
I'd say are, you know, decent acquaintances.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe 10, 12 people at least would have hit me up.
Okay. So if you know in your mind the other 8 people.
Yeah.
Not that you do, but if you feel like you do, I would encourage you to still like maybe send one DM, just one. Because I think this is what happens. You got a new family. They probably listen to the pod. They know you got the new house. They know like you're like you come off as busy, which you are. And I think that there are an abundance of people that still want to see you, but are just in their head. They're just like, he's busy. And I think.
And I'm far. Yeah, that's true. From a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, remember how far I was till you ended up out here too?
Yeah. Right? That's true.
It was like a thing.
But
like,
I would make it a point. Like if I'm talking to someone and I'm saying, hey, let's set a date. Let's go on a date. And date doesn't have to be romantic.
No, of course not.
Just set a date.
Yeah.
And we can just fucking go grab some lunch.
Yeah.
Totally down with that.
Yeah.
Maybe I gotta specify that.
I would encourage you to think about, because you said a number 10 to 12. So if there are 8 people in mind, I would encourage you to even just, I don't know, screenshot the post. That's tacky, not tact. But but I, what I'm saying is just that, like, people think, not that you're not busy, but they can see that you're busy.
Sure.
And I think that the number of people who want to catch up with you wasn't fairly represented in your DMs that day.
Perhaps.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I appreciate you putting me down slowly.
No. I'm telling you, like, because there are people genuinely that, like, that happens, like, a lot. I'm going to go get a beer from the freezer.
Cool.
Keep talking.
I'm going to get a beer, too.
Hey, you want to get one?
Beer break.
All right. We didn't stop recording, and we said we're going to edit this, but we're not going to edit it. So I hope you guys enjoyed joining us on the beer break.
Unless you're driving.
Yeah. Yeah, unless you're... Yeah. Nothing better than studio beer. What are you homos
cold
been up to
while we're gone? Yeah, what do we miss? Wait, what? Who went to space?
Shot.
So that's the other thing I want to talk about.
Oh, yeah,
so since we're talking about it... Friends, who you wish were billionaires, but are not. Would you want Jeff Bezos as a friend?
You know, all right, dude. Initial thought is no. But then, upon immediate secondary thought, you know that little Spanish chiquitita that he pulled?
Oh, yeah, the news lady. I used to watch her the news all the time. Lorena Sanchez.
I know that the billions couldn't have helped him. Right? That was pure charisma, personality, charm, sense of humor, probably humongous dong, because it's definitely not looks.
Yeah.
But he can launch himself into space. He for sure bought himself a big dick, right? Did you ever hear about that French millionaire that died getting a dick extension, like last year? Anyway, all right. Too many things. Again, sorry. Too
I
many
just
things.
I don't understand why you even
yeah,
do that.
I would like to have Jeff Bezos as a friend. Now, do I wish that I had a friend who acted like Jeff Bezos and then became a billionaire? No. But where he stands, I just imagine him, like Steve Jobs comes off as a terrible person to me.
Yeah.
You know?
So here's the thing. So Jeff Bezos, and Richard Branson, Elon Musk.
Richard Branson looks cool.
He does look like that guy cool. I would like as a friend.
Didn't he fuck Mariah Carey a couple times?
Probably.
I would smell his fingers.
The three billionaires have been on the news lately because they're all in a space race between each other in trying to privatize space tourism. And as a space nerd, fuck yeah.
Right.
All about that. Super down with the industry of space tourism. There's so many reasons why I would love it. I don't want to focus on that. I want to focus on why people are so pissed off at the billionaires for indulging in the pursuit
haters.
Of space tourism. So I was talking to my dad about this just the other day.
Oh, before I finish that sentence, what side was he on?
He's on Jeff Bezos' side.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
So I was talking to my dad. I went to go see my dad, and we were watching the news. It just happened to be on, and they were talking about Jeff Bezos went to space, and he was up there, and it's fucking great. And my dad was like, "Isn't that awesome?" I'm like, "Yeah, dude, space tourism, it's great." Ah, Jeff Bezos, he's fucking cool, right? I'm like, Fuck that guy.
And you know what, though? Your pops is from the generation that some people call me a space cowboy, and he came out with that stupid hat. Maybe. Some people call me a gangster. Nobody calls you either of those things, dude.
But he was like, oh, you're just jealous. You're envious. I'm like,
that's not.
No, that is
that
nowhere.
That comeback is actually from that generation that also. Is,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That is nowhere near why I'm saying fuck Jeff Bezos. Yeah. And he's like, well, okay, then why fuck him then? I'm like, well, because he has he's the richest man on the face of the earth.
Yes.
Billions upon billions of dollars that he could utilize to better humanity.
Yep.
In some form or fashion. Not philanthropy, because philanthropy, I believe, is you amassed a wealth on some bullshit ass reason. Taking advantage of, you know, your workers and taking advantage of the system, taking advantage of shit and then giving a little bit back. And you're like, oh, he's a philanthropist.
Well, philanthropy is giving back because you could have inherited it, right?
You know who's a fucking philanthropist?
Who?
His fucking ex-wife.
Oh.
Her.
Yeah.
She's like, I made $500 million by divorcing this fucking guy. Yeah. What are you going to do with your $500 million? I'm going to fucking give it away.
Yes. That's two things. First of all, that's a spiteful bitch. Second of all, it's way easier to give away money you didn't earn.
Still.
No,
You came into... So you're,
but you know she's doing that to piss him off. No, I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm happy. But first and foremost, I'm glad that she exists to do that.
Yeah.
Because that would be $500 million that didn't get out to the world.
Yeah.
Right? So that money only went one way till he fucked that Spanish broad.
Yeah.
But so I'm into that. But I do see what's happening. And it's just a pissed off ex-wife.
Yeah.
Oh, so, you love money? Here's yours. She's like wiping her.
She's like a Joker. Lighting it on fire.
Exactly.
So my dad was like, oh, well, you know, he made a lot of money and good for him. And that's how he did it. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, bro.
I mean, that's.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, capitalism. But again, like you said, that's a generational thing where they idolize, for some reason, overly successful businessmen.
Yeah.
But taking out of context how they achieved it. And in doing so, there's numerous stories about Amazon workers who are overworked, underpaid, underrepresented as far as having good working conditions go.
Yes, absolutely.
And
he
had the balls to thank the Amazon workers for helping him get to space. Like,
there's a couple things at play here.
Fuck you, bro.
So when I think about different generations' thought processes and the ideas that they have and the things that they think and the opinions that they formulate, I think about what they think about, right? Or I'm trying to think about what they think about.
Sure.
So, you right now said something important. You said work conditions.
Yeah.
They suck, right?
Yes, for Amazon.
But that's an Amazon warehouse. Our parents are old enough, all of our parents' friends have someone missing a limb because of work conditions. Oh, yeah, fucking Billy got... lost through his fingers on the saw.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So to them, you have to rush to the bathroom? That's bad work. That's silly to them.
Yeah.
Okay, so that complaint. Yep. So then if you think about your pops used to tell him about real poverty, the 30s and the 40s.
Yeah, yeah.
So they idolize people who don't even come out of poverty, but like you said, amass great wealth.
Yeah.
So they or not even, I don't know, your dad idolizes them. That might have been too much. But what I'm saying is they recognize it. They represent.
They have a certain admiration.
Exactly. There you go. Sure. So I think that your dad is thinking in those he came out of wherever the fuck and Bezos did do that. Elon is a genius, obviously, but he came from wealth.
Yeah.
Okay. Branson too, I believe, had money before he ever deserved it.
Sure.
But so I think about that. So when you're talking about workers' conditions, they go, yeah, dude, the fucking Cesar Chavez was not that much older than us.
Sure.
You know what I mean? But that's what I think about when I think they think that those people are, I mean, they are great people. They not great people as in good people. Yeah,
kudos to anyone who can, hustle. Everyone's seen that photo of Amazon when he was in his office and there's fucking cords everywhere.
And you know why I really appreciate that?
Yeah.
Because that stupid banner.
It was spray painted and shit?
No. It was just a vinyl cut banner, which is what I made in my garage when I opened my first sign shop 15 years ago.
And that's cool.
That is genuinely cool to me.
That illustrates that, he really hustled.
You know who wasn't in that photo? That philanthropist bitch you just brought up.
And I can appreciate someone working hard and developing a business model and seeing success.
You know what's crazier to me?
But at the same time, you have to draw the line of overexuberance to the point that his wealth becomes grotesque.
Yes, you're right. But the okay, so What's two things about that? One, drawing the line.
Yep.
If you draw that line,
yep,
there will be a fallout. Not immediate and not easily foreseen, but the fact that there's a line discourages certain attitudes, certain behaviors. There's a reason Elon's doing the things he does in America and not where he's from.
Okay.
Okay? And that's because there's no line here. Mm-hmm. If you want to reach for the stars, you can't. We were told that our whole lives.
Yeah.
We ended up here. They ended up there.
Yeah.
But the fact that you can do that is a real thing.
Yeah.
Now they're literally reaching for the stars.
Yeah.
So I don't know that drawing that line is like as easily done as it is said.
Agreed.
Second thing.
Go ahead.
Here's what really makes me crazy.
Yeah. Wait, Bezos, just this one thing?
No. Yeah. This is what does it. This is why I hit my wife at night. No, I'm just kidding. So Bezos is, by all appearances, starting to pull back and enjoy life a little bit more.
Clearly.
Elon is still 70 hours a week.
Yeah.
Building shit. And you're already a billionaire, bro.
Yeah.
You want to focus on the space thing? Okay, go do the space thing.
Yeah.
Not the case. He still sleeps on the floor. Not on the floor. I'm sure he has a nice condo in his Tesla.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's still sleeping in his office.
Yeah. He doesn't go home.
No. And it's just like that's a different gear.
That's a different hustle.
You know what I mean? Like that we don't, that not, that none of us have.
Yeah.
Especially if you're listening to this show.
Because I do not have a Tesla.
Well, no, I just mean that gear, that thing that keeps him going, even though he's, because it appears to me that Bezos is starting to like, and it, have you ever seen that picture of Zuckerberg surfing?
Mm.
Dude, he looks, the more I fucking look at Zuckerberg, the more he's an alien or a robot, for sure. So he's like surfing. He's got the worst
posture.
Dad bod.
Oh, okay.
He's just like, and then he's got this, he only puts the sunscreen on his nose.
Yeah.
Like that old from the 60s thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's just like standing there kind of weird. And it's just like, there must be 16 people under that surfboard, under the water.
I am enjoying surfing.
Yeah.
This is fantastic.
Have you ever seen him sip water?
No.
He goes like, he just can't.
Can't.
It was during the setting here. It's like a big thing on YouTube. Watch him sip water.
Nice.
It's like he knows if I have too much of this, I'm a short circuit.
I think, though, when you talk about like the billionaires reaching for the stars and trying to accomplish something special that they can only do in America, I believe in that sentiment, that spirit, that hustle, that grind that seems to be an American trait.
Yeah, or you can do it freely because you could do it in China, but you have to agree with the CCP.
Yeah. Well, here's where I'm drawn. Here's where I draw that line.
Okay.
I feel that people will always shoot for the stars and do whatever the fuck it is that makes them happy and makes them successful in their eyes. But as a community, as a culture, as a country, we should be able to provide basic necessities.
Yes.
Healthcare, education. Let's just start with just those two.
Yeah.
Healthcare and education. If we can't provide those without a catch or strings attached, then clearly something is wrong.
But you know, here in California, we do provide that up until you're 18.
But why do we stop there? Why do we just stop?
Just because that's like the, well, as you're talking about drawing lines.
Because you're able to enter the American workforce?
Nope. Because you can enter the workforce before that. But as you're talking about drawing lines, that's where the line was drawn.
Yeah.
Now, should we move the line? Maybe. Okay, that's a conversation
fair.
Worth having.
That's fair.
But we do it up until then because that's where the line's drawn. That's what it is. That's
okay. Then even before they're 18, pre-K, kindergarten, all that shit.
You get free healthcare, free education.
Nah, I mean, free time off, you know.
No, better benefits for sure.
Yeah. So that's what I'm trying to get at. If Jeff Bezos wants to ride the American wave without paying American dues. Or providing a better foundation for what America could be in the future.
The tax thing drives me crazy. The fact that he builds his headquarters in places who aren't going to tax him.
Yeah.
That's you know what there should be? And I hate the idea of adding more laws and more rules. I really do. But I think that there should be a federal catch where if your company is worth, I don't know, draw the line. I don't care.
Sure.
100, more than Sears and Kmart was,
yeah,
but way less than Amazon is.
True.
Okay? That if you now have a federal tax, that it doesn't matter where you build, you got to pay this into the federal, because the federal, the federal deficit's the one that's $9 trillion.
Yeah.
California's not $9 trillion in debt.
Yeah.
But the fact that he goes, oh, he was going to build it in New York, and then AOC said no. Put a kibbutz on that. I don't know if that was a good idea or a bad idea. Not sure. But the fact that he had the ability to go, people are bidding for my business.
Yeah.
And they're going to make me pay less tax. And he was willing to pay some tax.
Yeah.
But like, so he, now he's marketing where he wants to go. And that enable, you know what, that not only does that, like, essentially what they're going to help do as this goes exponentially, okay, you're encouraging ghettos.
Yeah.
Elsewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if Texas can go, hey, dude, build your second, or he went with Atlanta, right? He went with Georgia? I think HQ2 is in,
I think so,
in Atlanta. And they go, you won't have to pay state tax here. Okay, nobody better fucking pay state tax there. Texas, if that's what you want to do, cool, no problem.
Yeah.
But they're allowing family market on the corner to not pay state tax.
Yep.
California is allowing Jeff Bezos to not pay state tax. Meanwhile, the rest of us pay through the fucking roof.
Yep.
That's insane. So when he has the ability to market himself to like wherever's going to make the less taxes, as time goes on, all those places that have taxes are going to turn ghetto.
Yep.
And I don't mean ghetto as in like, you know, like braids and shit. I mean, they're going to be more impoverished. And violence is going to go up, crime rate's going to go up, and it's all going to be because they said, you have to pay to be here.
Yeah.
Which is fair.
Yeah.
You should have to pay to be here.
You should have to pay to compete in
the
American
market. Hey,
guess
what, Amazon? You deliver in vans? Those vans go on roads.
Yep.
Those roads are regulated by stoplights.
Yep.
Police have to patrol those roads. Shit like that. Like, yeah, you got to pitch in,
yep,
dude.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think that's a fantastic point. And that's all I really want. I think that's what most people just really want. They don't want to, you know, discourage Jeff Bezos from being successful, Elon Musk from being successful, or just future entrepreneurs who want to be successful. By all means, get yours. That's the American dream. Hustle and get yours. But can, at the very least, can we have a fair and solid foundation and baseline?
Of the flat tax rate.
Yeah.
I don't know how it works. I mean, I know how it works. We all pay the same percentage.
Sure.
But I don't know I believe Ross Perot back in the 90s, not the 90s, I think he thought it was like 15%.
Yeah.
If we all pay 15%, it'll level off.
Yeah.
We'll be fine.
Yeah.
So Jeff Bezos, you're a billionaire. Yeah, you pay 50% of a billion, dickhead. You make 100,000, you pay 50% of that. You make 1,000, you pay 15%.
Yeah.
You know, like that seems to make sense to me.
Yeah.
Obviously, it doesn't make sense to the powers that be.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is.
And I think that the powers that be will ultimately make their decision and move forward. But I just don't understand why the powers that be made Space Jam 2.
Oh, my God.
Did you see Space Jam 2?
I didn't yet, dude. Okay, but look, somebody who I respect said it was great.
Wasn't me.
Did you see it?
I did.
But okay, were you a fan of Space Jam 1?
I love Space Jam 1.
Okay.
And that, as a pure 90s kid, fucking love Space Jam 1. Absolutely. It's a classic.
I had a
children movie classic. It's right up there with the Pagemaster.
Watch the lamp. All right. With the Pagemaster.
Yeah, the Pagemaster with fucking Macaulay Culkin.
yeah, I remember. Yeah,
fucking classic.
Someone said, like, they posted a post that LeBron made. Said, this shit wasn't made for you 30-year-olds. Not this shit. This wasn't made for you 30-year-olds. Like, stop hating on it, blah, 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 blah. And then I thought back to, like, the original one. I go, hey, the original one started with Michael Jordan and Bill Murray gambling on golfing shots. So even though it wasn't made for my dad,
yeah,
he fucking loved it right out the gate. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
No, yeah, I get that it's not made for adults, but adults buy tickets, bro. I think they might have been banking on the fact that they knew they were going to go HBO Max.
Yeah.
And maybe people were just going to put it on for their kid.
That's what I did.
Yeah?
I mean,
but you enjoyed it.
I watched it for me.
Yeah.
So here's the thing.
And I haven't seen it, so I don't know that it's good or bad.
I watched it as a fan of Space Jam 1, and I watched it as, 10-year-old me again, watching Space Jam 1 again, but watching this new movie. And I appreciated Space Jam 1 in being an original Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
There was no outside influence. It was just the Monstars, the Looney Tunes, Michael Jordan, fucking magic.
Yeah.
And in this one, there's a lot of Warner Brothers product placement.
Really?
And it
I heard Rick and Morty make an appearance.
Yeah, they do.
Do they?
Yeah. they use Warner Brothers product placement in this as a way of like, oh, that's fun. That's a good reference. Like, oh, I like Harry Potter. Harry Potter's in this movie.
Oh.
You know, shit like okay. that. And they loop it in. So as a 10-year-old, like, hey, oh, Harry Potter. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you enjoy it in that fashion. But it's such an easy fish in a barrel yeah. shot.
Low hanging fruit again. 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah. Low hanging fruit. It's too easy. Like, yeah, okay. Harry Potter references, Matrix references, just Warner Brothers properties references.
Yeah.
And it's just fucking too easy. It wasn't original.
Let me ask you this. In the original, Michael Greenscreen yeah. acted his way through it.
Yeah.
I heard LeBron's animated the whole time.
In some parts of it.
But but it's not like when he's with the tunes, is he animated or is he real?
Oh, there's parts of the movie where he's a tune.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember if it was a significant portion of the movie, but he was definitely a tune. But, you know, Michael Jordan was not an actor. LeBron's not an actor. I'm not going to judge either of them on their acting skills because that's not their thing. They're just a fucking athlete, popular athlete in a fucking movie making money.
Yeah.
Totally with that. I have no gripe with LeBron's skills, Michael Jordan's skills beyond acting.
So it was just a product placement that was heavy for you?
It just ruined it for me that it was just they didn't allow the Looney Tunes to blossom without outside influence.
Yeah.
The Looney Tunes are the fucking Looney Tunes. Just let them be the fucking Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
And it was distracting. It was distracting from, it's like I'm trying to enjoy Space Jam as, you know, what it was, but also trying to be mindful that they're trying to do something different. But the way that they did it differently, it just reeked of like production heads being like, oh, this would be cool.
As you're saying this,
kids love this shit.
I kind of remember I remember the first time I felt exactly how you feel. I took Vinny to go see the oldest new Transformers.
Got it.
So I guess it's been 15 years now, maybe.
So the first one?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Great film.
Great. Phenomenal.
Yeah. Yes.
But they were heavy on the army recruiting.
Yeah.
They were heavy on the Chevrolet.
Yeah.
And Pepsi, I think.
Yeah.
I think it was those three. And it was product placement as fuck.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, the army recruiter, blah, 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 blah. And it was just like, and then the army. The
army's awesome. Yeah.
And then, and of course, the Chevys were, and then they were in all the army commercial was like, you know, I don't know what it is, but the Transformer was in it.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking like, oh, this turned like, okay, this is like a thing now.
Yeah.
Studios used to promote studio shit. That's why it like, not even when we grew up, it was before us, but studios would own actors.
Yep.
Like this actor was only for Universal. Yeah. And so they would use that actor to promote the other shit. But now it became product placement.
Yeah.
And I remember it specifically in that Transformers. Now, Vinny was 5. I was 25. Like, I was still young. I guess that's what it was. So it was 10 years ago, 11 years ago, something like that.
Sure.
And, but I remember that. So now they took it to the next level, huh?
Yeah.
Where it's just even.
I mean, not to the next level. It was so blatant.
Yeah.
At least with the first Transformers, there was a lot of Chevy cars.
Yeah.
But they weren't like, oh, this Chevy's awesome.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh, another Chevy. Oh, another Chevy.
They did in the second one have the Chevy beat the Ford.
Yeah.
I thought, I was like, oh, that's a little, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was like, oh, they got a Ford. And then the Ford got all fucked up. And I was just like, oh, never mind. Chevy stepped it up. Look, you put us in the first movie. How much to destroy a Ford? Like, we're going to need another $2 million.
I'm okay with product placement because, you know, get your money. That's cool. If you do it just sly, Adam Sandler does that. Adam Sandler and Mike Myers.
Yeah.
Huge on product placement in their movies.
I want my baby back. I want my baby. That one?
Yeah. They're huge on product placement in their movies, but they do it in a fun way where it's not like in your face advertising. They do it in a kind of fun way, but you're like, ah, okay, they're fucking clearly.
Yeah.
Chili's was sponsoring this segment.
In my head, I kind of like, I think. So here's what drives me crazy. In you name it movie, you name it bar scene, and you name it town America. Bartender goes up, what can I get you? I'll get a beer. Bartender knows which beer to get him. That's amazing. Every movie, they go, I'll take a beer.
And they just grab him just a beer.
The beer, because there's no product placement for beer.
Yeah. It's just always a brown bottle.
So here's where I feel I'm insecure about my reaction and when it happens. When they say I want a you name it beer.
Yep.
Bush. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know why I said Bush. Whatever, a beer.
Sure.
I was trying to product a place. I was thinking of beer that we're not drinking.
We're trying to get paid.
Yeah. Natty Ice. And like, so once I hear that, when they order a specific beer, I don't know if I'm going to be like, finally, like, probably, or if I'm going to Elvis my fucking TV and just pull out a fucking 45 and blast it, like, sold out.
I can't believe it. Yeah.
I don't know how I'm going to react at that moment.
So the last thing I wanted to cover, and I've been actually putting this off for like number of fucking weeks.
Uh-oh, what'd I
do? Did you see this viral video going around of this
young... You better hope I did, or this conversation will be short.
This young woman punched a bear on a wall that was going to attack her dog.
I did.
Okay. So the context of the video, all the news people, they always just... They pick it up right where she runs out.
Yes.
And she punches the fucking bear, and she grabs her dog and takes off.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, she's so brave and she's so strong. Yeah. And wow, who thought you could go up and punch a fucking bear?
Yeah.
And
nobody wants to talk about her loud ass.
I hate this story. I hate this fucking story. Number one, mama bear was protecting her cubs. Little fucking chihuahua dog comes out barking at fucking the cubs and mama bear. And what's what they fucking do? Little small dogs. Yap, yap, yap. And Mama Bear's like, okay, Cubs, hey, we're bouncing. We're going to 87 this place. It's getting out of
86.
86?
86, yeah.
We're going to 86. We're 86. Yeah. You're right. It is 86. Yeah. We're going to 86 this motherfucker. We're out of here. These fucking dogs are just out of pocket. We're leaving.
Yeah.
So they're leaving. But then the dogs, doing what they fucking do, keep yapping.
Yeah.
So Mama Bear's like, hey, get the fuck away from me and my cubs. So naturally, the dog's going to get in some shit because it's a fucking bear.
Yeah.
And then here comes young woman running out, like, don't do anything to my fucking dogs. And, like, pushes the bear. Brave to punch a bear.
She didn't punch him. She did push him.
Push him. Whatever the fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
You engaged a bear.
Yeah, yeah.
I give you that.
Yes.
I give you that.
I bet you she hits her husband.
But at the same time, unfair advantage for the bear because the bear was bouncing on the wall.
That's a bear. He climbs trees, bounces branches. Bear. And by the way, she didn't pick him to be there.
So, in number one, fuck all the news people for making this a bigger deal than it was and taking this story completely out of context. And number two, fuck that lady. Fuck that lady for accepting all these accolades and saying, oh, yeah, well, you know, she was the bear was going to hurt my dog. So I just didn't think
Let
about
me
it.
Let tell you why you're wrong and right. You're wrong and right.
Fuck this lady, man. I hated this story. I've been wanting to talk about this for weeks.
Well, you brought the right guy to the table.
I kept forgetting.
Okay.
Okay, tell me why I'm wrong and I'm right.
Okay, you're right because, like, yeah, the dogs are yapping.
Fuck those dogs.
But you're taking the perspective of the bear.
Yeah.
Okay, but the dogs weren't on bear territory. The dogs were at their house, and they see this animal coming towards their house, and they go, hey, man, you love mom? I love mom. I think this thing might fuck mom up. Let's go scare it away. They don't know that they're not going to scare it away. They're in their backyard telling this fucking thing, go away, go away, go away, go away, go away. That's what they were saying. I speak dog.
Okay.
Go away, go away, go away. So the whole thing is, though, that this is what I did notice. The lady didn't know about the cubs.
Okay.
So I think she came out and was just like, oh, my God. And
a fucking
bear. That was a dope reaction. Because I think I would have went for my dogs and gave the bear my back.
Yeah.
Whereas if the bear knows jujitsu, it would have jumped down, fucking choked me out, you know?
The bear knows jujitsu.
If, I don't know. You never know,
someone
dude.
Draw me a picture of that, please.
Everybody's got UFC nowadays.
This fucking jujitsu bear.
So, but I think she was smart enough to go, hey, that bear's in a vulnerable position with his four limbs in a row.
On a wall.
So if I push him, he can't split his limbs up, or her, mama bear, I'm sure. And she pushes him. The thing that's scary is she does get the dogs and she runs in and the bear jumps right back up on it. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Right? The minute she gets... Dude.
Well, yeah. Mama bear's going to fall over. Fuck that. I'm coming back.
If I was smart enough to think I should push it the way the girl did, I would have celebrated that victory and been like, oh, fuck! When it jumped back up. Because I would have been like, we win. Bears are bad motherfuckers. I don't know if people can appreciate like a bear. Like a bear is a killing machine,
you
dude.
Do not fuck with a bear.
Do not. And this bitch did. And
as I was saying, I give her that.
I think everybody won. I think everybody won.
No,
because I think her dogs were trying to protect. I don't think they were being like, they were yappy dogs. Yeah. But so much sperm. something. You know what? I started doing that at 35. I never burped my whole life. And 35 years old, it just kind of like would happen. Like it went from like once a week.
This is what we're doing now.
The bear thing. The bear.
The fuck?
I'll tell you, the first time I choked.
Team bear. Team bear all the way.
Yeah.
Team bear.
Well, but then what? How? Okay, if you're team bear, that's an L. You got to take an L in that situation.
Because she fell off the wall?
Well, the bear got nothing. Didn't get the dogs, didn't get the lady.
Well, she wasn't trying to get, she was trying to get away.
No, she was going the way to the dogs.
No, she was going away from the dogs. She was
going towards
away.
The front of the house.
No, away from the house.
No, it was the front of the house. The backyard was this way. She was
judges, away from the house.
They died of COVID. We don't have any more judges. Anyway, yeah. Oh, okay. Oh.
But here's the main thing, though.
All right.
They moved into a neighborhood of the forest.
Yeah.
You move into bear territory. Hey, so you're interested in this property?
Look, dude.
Okay, you're up in the forest. There are known to be bears around here from time to time.
Yeah. If you had a fucking considerate realtor. You just bought a house. Your realtor was on point. Your realtor was on point, but the other realtor might have lied about a couple things. True or false?
Oh, my listing agent did lie about a couple
things.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
why we're going to court.
So that's what, that condo that I moved into not far from here.
Yeah.
Remember one time we were doing the podcast.
Yeah.
And the train came and we had to stop the podcast. Like,
oh, yeah.
Gotta wait for the train to pass. And you were like, dude, I'm like, they didn't fucking tell me. They didn't tell me. The train, like, it was like 7.
Yeah.
It went right outside my window all day and night. And then it went by a place where they decided to blow the horn.
Oh, nice.
So it'd be 3 in the morning. Anyways, what I'm saying is you don't know where you're moving.
I think you move into the forest, you recognize, hey, there's probably some fucking bears out here.
Yeah. And if that's
or
true.
Or bobcats.
You should keep your dogs inside.
That's also true.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know what? Fuck this story. That's my you know what for the week.
All right. I got you know what?
Yeah, hit it.
Are we at that time?
Yes, we are.
Okay, man. You know what?
What?
This new McDonald's drive-thru thing where they rebuilt all the drive-thrus to have two.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
It's confusing, but somehow it works out.
That's my problem.
Uh-oh.
It's bringing out the worst in people.
How so?
Zipper.
Yes.
Like yielding.
Yes.
If the car in front of you got to go, the car next to you gets to go.
Yeah.
Right? We all know that.
That's how it goes. Because you skipped somebody doesn't mean you're going to get your order first.
Exactly.
You just fucked up the rotation.
Yes. The yield. If people don't know how to yield onto an or off of an on-ramp and off-ramp.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way they're going to do it with chicken nuggets at risk.
Yeah. when you pull up to a freeway on-ramp and it's two cars per green light.
I look for 18-wheelers.
Well, so on the off chance, you don't have an 18-wheeler. Okay. It's just... you pull up to the light, the person next to you pulls up to the light, and you're both waiting for the green, and you both go?
Yeah.
It becomes a mini drag race.
Well,
right?
I thought that they switched that now, where it's one goes the other.
No, they both go green at the same time.
Oh, I'm blowing you off the water, bro.
Yeah, slam that motherfucker.
I don't care what I'm driving.
Yeah, as soon as I pull up, too fast.
Yeah.
Too furious. Yeah, I roll that shit.
Never turn your back on family.
I still haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either.
I hear it's fucking awful.
I just see the memes.
I hear it's awful in the best way.
I lost at like... Tokyo Drift, which I think is the third one, bought a song off me.
It was part 3.
So they paid me $5,000 for a song.
Nice.
So I went to go see it.
Nice.
Based on that. But after I never saw anything else.
Oh. I mean, 4 or 5 was good. 6 was like, okay, I'll buy it.
Oh.
And then we got to 7. I was like, then 8. I was like, I don't know, dude.
I'm going to do what you do. Back to the chicken nuggets.
Okay.
A year ago, we were worried about, remember, like, the grocery store ran out of meat when it ran out of toilet
crazy.
Paper?
Crazy. Yeah.
Right. And we were just like, we kind of got, like, neighborhoodish. Like, hey, as neighbors, what are we going to do? I don't know if you're blocked in, but we kind of, like, we're all going to kind of look out.
Yep.
Now the fucking McDonald's drive-thru has destroyed that. This new drive-thru has eliminated any sense of, like...
community.
Yes. Thanks. You saw me not know. You're like, he needs a beat. I'm going to save him.
I got it.
I need another beat. I think that was my... you know what?
Yeah, what?
Sometimes I see a couple struggling where I can see genius in one or beauty in the other. And, like, maybe the beauty is kind of like, yeah, he's not the best. Or maybe the genius is like, yeah, she's... But I think about... Jim Carrey and Jenny McCarthy. Remember Jenny McCarthy thought she was so funny?
Oh, yeah. She thought she was hilarious spreading the fucking anti-vaccine shit. Good
well, no, not that, but before that.
I'll never let her live it down.
I saw a clip of way before she was anti-vax of her, like, and I thought she was funny. Mm-hmm. Turns out I was just 13 with a boner and she was hot. But she was like, she thought picking her nose was funny.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, and then she would like fart, just like, I'm like, oh, you were like low hanging fruit, like you okay. just. And I just thought like, but she spent like years with Jim Carrey, and Jim Carrey probably had to be like, ah, ha, ha, you're so funny, just to like fuck Jenny McCarthy. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, wouldn't you though?
I don't know, man.
I would.
I don't know.
Low hanging fruit.
It's so hard to do the fake laugh.
All I gotta do is just entertain some not funny jokes, and I get a Playboy playmate.
I to this day remember sure. the funniest chick I was with, and it was you knew her, but okay. she would like be funny. Yeah. Like she would make me like, the thing is she got shy around other people.
Sure.
But when it was us, I would laugh.
Yeah.
And it's just like I don't do fake laughs, dude. Like I wouldn't. I don't know. I've had my more than my fair share of beautiful women. Like I didn't deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't had my fair share of funny ones yet.
Ah.
You know what I mean?
Those are the real
that's
diamonds in the rough.
That's what I think, dude. That's and, true. And the reason that like men have to be funny. There's a reason that way more men are in comedy than women. Because we got to be funny to get women.
us ugly motherfuckers have no other option.
Women don't have to do anything.
Charm and comedy.
Yeah.
That's all we got.
Yep.
If we don't have that, we have just my 13-year-old boner by
myself.
Hashtag
funny bitches DM me.
I once heard your best friend, Ralph Garman.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
He was like...
By the way, he was supposed to be on the show. Are we out of time?
I think we're going to run it out. But he once said, make him laugh, make him breakfast.
Oh.
And I was like, that's...
I get it.
That's true.
But I'm not making breakfast. I'm just fucking again.
Just make him laugh and make him get up.
I once had a girl say, can we do it again in the morning? And I said, no, bitch, go make breakfast.
As always, want to thank you all for joining us here in Pound Town. But before we go, want to remind you to subscribe and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to help the show grow. You're rubbing off on me.
Get it, girl.
Get in on the conversations by liking our Facebook page and following us on Instagram at Social Nuisance Podcast. And if you really support all that we do, drop a dollar in our Venmo at Social Nuisance. And lastly, don't forget, you know what? That was actually a really bitchy, what? Like, burp.
The burp?
Yeah. It wasn't on your level. I'll get there one day.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Swallow sperm.
And lastly, don't forget, there's power in numbers. And together, we can be a nuisance towards the betterment of humanity. My name is Imagine, and that's the Main Man Motion. And we'll see y'all next week on the Social Nuisance Podcast.
I love you, and I love y'all.